This is Radio Superior 1955, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather around, campers. Tim Michaels here, lighting the old campfire. It's Tuesday, February 15th, 1955. Hey, some angry ladies will be giving us phone calls from Ashland about children's TV.
Well,
at least they're not mad at us. And we're going to play our first rock and roll tunes, campers. You know what? Instead of calling you campers, from now on, you're going to be guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. And you call in and pick the first rockin' song. So it's going to be a scary evening on the Gather Round show, brought to you in part by Larson Chevrolet of Superior. They've got a 1952 Chevy Bel Air hardtop, sport coupe, with power glide, radio, and air condition, heating and cooling for just $11.95. A honey of a deal from Larson Chevrolet. Now with the 6 o'clock news, here's a honey of a guy, Lou Martin.
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. The U.S. will use troops while testing the H-bomb. Chang expects help from the U.S. if the Chinese Reds attack. And a puppy survives tomb trek to Rice Lake. We begin our evening news from Las Vegas.
This is Bill Cortez, International News Service. An improved atomic trigger for America's H-bomb may be the first device tested in the Atomic Energy Commission's new series, scheduled to start tomorrow. The pre-dawn shot will be the 32nd Nevada test site explosion. It'll be done by the AEC Livermore, California Laboratory, which specializes in hydrogen weapons. The disclosure was made by veteran U.S. nuclear weapons tester Dr. Alvin Graves on the eve of Operation Teapot, the fifth series the AEC has held here in 4 years. The opening test also is scheduled to include several hundred troops who will take trench positions about 4,000 yards from ground zero. The device will be detonated from a higher tower in line with the new concern for radiation fallout in surrounding communities. The higher the atomic fireball, the less dust that is sucked off the desert floor and less danger of contamination within the immediate area. Despite the smaller nature of the devices to be tested here, there is no underestimating their importance. AEC Chairman Louis Strauss declared every test in this series is deemed necessary for our national security. Quoting Strauss, Soviet leaders have been boasting in recent days of their rapid progress in the early development of very powerful weapons. We have no alternative but to keep our strength at peak levels. The consequences of any other course would imperil our liberty, even our existence, unquote. On May 19, 1953, an atomic explosion in muggy weather caused what was described as a radioactive pall over the town of St. George. St. George is about 120 miles east of the Nevada Proving Ground, but there was no injury or damage. This brought a warning from the AEC for St. George residents to stay indoors until the nuclear cloud had passed. In Las Vegas, this is Bill Cortez, INS.
Hello, this is Max Jordan in Formosa. Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek expressed his determination today to hold the rest of the Chinese nationalist islands and made it plain he expects the United States to help him fight for them if Chinese communists attack. Quoting Chang, in no case would the strategic islands Komoi and Matsu be abandoned, unquote. Chang met newsmen at nationalist headquarters in Taipei after the Reds' Peiping radio triumphantly announced liberation of the Tonkin Islands, evacuated by the nationalists last week with the aid of the U.S. 7th Fleet. Peiping boasted it placed Red soldiers in position to liberate Taiwan and other islands off the China coast. Chang smiled contentedly as he faced the largest news conference held here in Taiwan since nationalists fled the mainland in 1949. Premier Chou Enlai of Red China, in a speech broadcast today, declared, quote, if the United States' aggressive circles dare to launch an attack against us, the Chinese people are determined to defeat them to the end. In Taipei, Formosa, this is Max Jordan.
This is Washington. Lyle C. Wilson here. President Eisenhower has been assailed by a few political and scientific spokesmen for having plunged the atomic energy problem into politics, or vice versa. His critics include such contrasting figures as Albert Einstein, who first proposed the atomic experiment to FDR, and Albert Gore, the New Dealish senator from Tennessee. The basis for the accusation is White House support of the Dixon-Yates TVA-AEC contract, which has involved the Atomic Energy Commission in partisan controversy on Capitol Hill. The opposition also charges that in appointing new AEC personnel and approving contracts for experimentation and peacetime application of nuclear power, Ike favors private rather than public interests in his Atoms for Peace plan. These political scientific critics need only to attend current conferences at the White House, the State Department, or the Pentagon to appreciate that the broken atom, whether used for destructive or constructive purposes, dominates almost every discussion of grave foreign and domestic issues. It is only our possession of superior atomic power that is credited by British Prime Minister Churchill with restraining Russia from precipitating global war. It is that same advantage which has forced us into the responsibility of heading NATO, the proposed Western European Union, and the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization. Currently, were it not for the fact that the 7th Fleet off Formosa is equipped with atomic bombs, Mao Zedong might launch an immediate invasion of islands which we have pledged ourselves to defend. For good or for bad, our atomic power influences both military and foreign policy more violently and radically than any other force in world history. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
Indian Prime Minister Nehru came out today for Nationalist China's participation in any international conference on the Formosa issue. Britain, holding a similar view, urged a quick ceasefire as the prelude to such a parley. Officers in the Dade County GOP Executive Committee met today to consider whether legal action will be taken against a Miami hotel owner who refused to permit Negroes in the hotel dining room for a Lincoln Day dinner. The meeting was called after 24 Negroes, most of them county Republicans, were asked to leave the dining room Saturday night by the hotel president. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this message from Larson Chevrolet.
Larson Chevrolet in Superior has some honey deals for you. You're going to like these real honeys. Just stop in, test drive them, and you'll get yourself an okay used car. You'll be proud to tell your friends that you got a honey of a deal at Larson Chevrolet. Some examples? How about a 53 Plymouth Cranbrook? 13,000 actual miles, only $12.95. A 51 Chevy Skyline Deluxe, $8.95. 53 Chevrolet Club Coupe, one owner, $9.95. A 52 Chevy Bel Air Hardtop Sport Coupe, $11.95. Or how about a 1950 DeSoto? Four-door deluxe, looks and runs like new, was $7.95, now $6.95. See what I mean? You're going to get yourself a honey of a deal. And something new, a 1955 Chevrolet, only car built with a 12-volt battery, delivered, priced in Superior at $17.97. That's at Larson Chevrolet. Open till 9 p.m. all day Saturdays at 1420 Ogden in Superior. That's Larson Chevrolet. Lou?
Senator McCarthy advises the Grand Old Party to do some soul-searching. John Powell reports from Appleton.
The Republican Party does not deserve to remain in power, Senator Joseph McCarthy says, unless it keeps the country above party. McCarthy addressed a GOP rally in his hometown of Appleton Friday night before flying to Milwaukee to make an appearance at a banquet in which Roy Cohn was the speaker. Cohn was chief counsel of the Senate Investigation Subcommittee when McCarthy was chairman. Quoting the senator, "Many of my good Republican friends say that I should not criticize President Eisenhower and the administration. As long as I remain in Washington, and I hope you keep me there, I won't be a rubber stamp to any administration, be it Republican or Democrat," unquote. He criticized the so-called statesmen who have declared we can coexist with the new rulers of Russia. Quote, "I have been waiting all day for a telephone call from some of these so-called statesmen and have been hoping that they would explain how, if they could coexist with the communistic butchers, they could coexist with me," unquote. In Appleton, this is John Powell speaking.
Finally, an entombed puppy survives a harrowing trip to Rice Lake. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Is anyone in Bayfield asking, oh, where has my little dog gone? A crew of three unloading a car of maple logs at Rice Lake is curious. While the trio was engaged at the Birchwood Manufacturing Company plant, a small yellow mongrel puppy suddenly popped out from the lower tier of dogs where it seemingly had been entombed. The tiny dog, though cramped and stiff from its timbered prison and the cold, was in fairly good condition after taking its long stretch, but some fur was missing. The startled trio concluded that the pup had been stunned in some way by one of the logs as they were being loaded in the car and trapped. The logs had been shipped from Bayfield 5 days before. For the present, the pooch is being kept at the Birchwood plant, and it is known that scraps of meat and groceries are helping making friends here. That's it from Rice Lake, Lou.
And that's the 6 o'clock news, Tim.
Wow, you gotta hate it when you wake up from a nap and find yourself in a different town covered by logs. Lou Martin, the best newsman a pooch ever had. The forecast for this Tuesday, the 15th of February, 1955, partly cloudy today, high 26. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 10. And hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, it's time to rock and roll. And since I'm the fastest DJ in the universe at getting a platter on the table for a spin, although some Martians give me a run for my money, you call, I deliver. Hello, 9-1, you're on the air.
I want to hear that new swinging hep cat. Meow! See, I likes cat.
Crazy cat, man. An oldster into rock and roll. Now, that is hip.
I said hep, not hip. Not polite to talk about body parts, especially one that acts up whenever we get a snowstorm.
This isn't going so well.
So my pile of records is at the ready. Make history and pick the first one there, partner.
Promise me you'll play it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, this cat always keeps his promise. What'll it be, Daddy-O?
I'd like to hear that new swinging number by Artie Shaw. You know, Begin the Beggin'.
That's not rock and roll. It's not even hip, man.
Stop talking about my hip and play it, Sonny. You promised.
Indeedy, I did. Artie Shaw and Begin the Beguine, or Beggin', like the man said.
Thank you, Sonny. That's hip.
Yeah.
Artie Shaw and Begin the Beguine on KUWS. Marty Shaw, Begin the Beguine on KUWS. The Superior Blues Midwinter Baseball Team Rally will be tonight at the Android Hotel, and all you cats are invited. Fun starts at 8:30 with Ralph Williams and his orchestra. He probably plays a lot of Marty Shaw. And a Milwaukee Braves scout you never heard of. Alrighty, let's try this again.
First of all, I want to know how you got that song on so fast. Your record pile is only rocky roll music.
That's rock and roll, Daddy-O. And hey, I got lots of piles. Okay, kids, call in your requests. We're ready to rock if you're ready to roll. KUWS, hello, line one.
Hello, Sunny Boy.
Oh, man, I need a call screener.
The thing is, most of our listeners are a bit older.
This is Dagmar Satan Olsen, but everybody calls me Granny.
Okay, Dag, what rocker do you want me to roll?
My rolls are hard as rock, but a little honey butter makes them good. You want a roll, Sunny Boy?
Usually I like that question from women listeners, but... No thanks, Granny. Let's go to line two.
Look, Slacker, that's not phone etiquette to answer like that. It doesn't show respect, and you sound wimpy, too.
You just hung up on Granny.
And now the Colonel. Okay, let's see who's next. KUWS Rockin' Request Line, line one.
You've only got two lines.
Joe the engineer is using line three to talk to his mom. He's probably in trouble for not cleaning his room again. Hello, line one.
This here's Dagmar Signe Olsen, but everybody calls me Granny.
Sorry, Dag, I'm not going to play any Benny Goodman. Let's go back to line two.
Look, Ma, I'll pick up my room when I get home. I promise.
Sounds like line three.
Oops.
And you hung up on Granny again.
I know. I'm guilt-tripping over that. But we need rock and roll, Daddy-O. Cross your fingers, kids. KUWS. Hello, line two.
I got through? Angels.
I'm sorry I've been temporarily deafened by your screams. Say that again.
I can't believe I'm talking to Tim Michaels. Play Earth Angel! I love the penguins!
And penguins love you. Our very first rock and roll song there, cats. Thanks to the screamer of the 1954 hit Earth Angel on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, will you be mine, my darling dear? Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, all fool in love with you. Earth Angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your loveliness. I hope you pray that someday may I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool. With you.
of the Penguins and Earth Angel. It hit number one on the charts last month, Cats and Kittens. So, how do you like Rocky Roll, Lou?
That song wasn't bad. You sure took a lot of grief trying to get the first rock and roll song on, though. For shame. Hanging up on Granny.
I know, I'm guilting out here. I'm going to have to call Grandma Michaels when I get home. All right, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack of the back of the wax, here are the Crows and G on Rockin' KUWS.
Because the love of so, 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 so deep. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
I can dig that G by the Crows on KUWS. Went to number two last year on the R&B, and then the 1954 Hit Parade, making the Crows one of the first rock and roll groups to make the Hit Parade.
Let me introduce on the long-distance telephone line from Ashland, the Ashland Bayfield Juvenile Delinquency Tuesday Afternoon Tea Club with Mrs. Mary Ellen Melvin and Miss Angie Rooney.
Two people? Small club?
We can only get two people on at once. Mary Ellen's on the upstairs extension, and we're on a mission to save the world from violent television programs.
Our slogan is crime prevention starts in the high chair, not the electric chair.
Hmm, catchy.
Sociologists have pointed out that television has wrought the biggest influence on children since the motor car went into mass production.
Since television began to catch on in the past 2 years, attendance at movie theaters has dropped 49%.
And in homes where there is a television, children read 9% fewer books, 11% fewer magazines, and 16% fewer comic books.
And that's why Superman moved to TV.
And the amount of violence the big networks are dishing out to young children continues to increase.
A United States Senate committee investigating violence on TV said, and I quote, "It was found that life is cheap. Death, suffering, sadism, and brutality are subjects of callous indifference, and that judges, lawyers, and enforcement officers are dishonest, incompetent, and stupid. What the effects of a child seeing 5, 6, 7 people killed each afternoon makes callous the normal sensitivity to that kind of human destruction.
They lose compassion and sympathy and think violence is good. So, the Ashland Bayfield Juvenile Delinquency Tuesday Afternoon Tea Club is circulating petitions demanding that television networks reduce violence, especially during after-school hours.
Because we believe that crime starts in the high chair, not the electric chair.
You mean crime prevention?
That's what I said. And one more thing.
Yes?
This is for Tim Michaels. You got I hear you knocking?
I hear you knocking, got us reckon. Yeah, thanks, ladies.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
By request from Ashlyn, this is Smiley Lewis's new number one hit, I Hear You Knockin', on the Rockin' Evening Gather Round Show.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you come back knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been. I need you not to go, but you bid goodbye. Now you come back telling all the lies. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Smiley Lewis and his new release, I Hear You Knocking on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, nice interview with the gals, Lou.
I didn't even get one question in.
You're so unselfish that way.
This rock and roll isn't so bad. I was worried that there'd be a bunch of Tuesday afternoon tea clubs formed. Some people think it's the devil's music.
Well, I think it's too loud. So, cats and kittens, let's prove the point. Here's Little Richard and Tutti Frutti on Kickin' KUWS.
Bum, 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 tutti frutti, oh, who? 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 Oh, bum, 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 I got a girl named Sue. She knows not what to do. I got a girl named Sue. What to do? She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum, I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Pop, pop, pop. Bum, 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 got a gal named David.
almost drive me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy.
Yeah, Little Richard and Tutti Frutti on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, Lou, did you hear the one about the grasshopper comes into a bar?
No.
Yeah, sits at the bar stool.
What?
Orders a drink.
Yeah.
Bartender looks at him. He says, you know, we've got a drink named after you.
What is it?
And the grasshopper says, you got a drink named Frank? All right. Let's the phone calls begin. Look at those lines lit up. All three are lit up. People dig the new music.
Joe's on line three again with his mom.
Let's check out the praise lines there, kiddies. Hello, KUWS, line one.
That's the most awful sounding. What was that? In that? What was that anyway? Well, wop, dop, bop, loop, bop, da-da, bop. Sounds like some type of devil lingo to me. What was that?
Colonel Joseph Buster Raffley of Douglas County Civil Defense.
So long, Sarge. Let's get to line two. Hello, KUWS.
Look, Mother, I don't have any control over what music they play, so don't complain to me. What's wrong with Tutti Frutti anyway?
Tutti Frutti?
You don't even know what Tutti Frutti means. It could be communist or worse. You know what I'm talking about.
Tutti Frutti is not dirty.
You picked up line three again.
Moms never can say the word sex. One more try. Line two. Hello. You like that rock and roll?
Not particularly. Although I kind of like Tutti Frutti. A wabba boo wabba 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 bam boom.
What are you calling?
Hey, Lou, you don't think those Ashland Mayfield juvenile delinquency Tuesday afternoon tea club hates me, do you?
Depends. Have you done anything in Ashland Mayfield lately?
No, not lately, no. I'm talking about the TV wrestling show I'm hosting. It's kind of violent, but in a fun sort of way. You don't think that's corrupting kids, do you?
Gorgeous George and Dick the Bruiser aren't going to turn kids into a life of crime.
Yeah, maybe a lot of drop kicks, forearm smashes, and sleeper holes at school.
Whoa, Dick the Bruiser is particularly nice. Okay, guys, thanks. I feel better now.
All right, time to put a lid on this there, guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, at least for tonight. Stay tuned for Violence on Television every weekday afternoon on WDSM-TV with Captain Video and Superman. Stick around until 8 o'clock and you'll see real violence and I Love Lucy. We'll be back same time, same place, good Lord willing, and rock and roll is the devil's music. Tuesday Tea Club doesn't come and get us. For Lou Martin, I'm Tim Michaels, rocking your world, babies.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1955, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Duke Skorich, Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Danielle Cady, Kathy Loxall, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1955 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
So, oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh.